We're talking today with our state veterinarian for Oklahoma from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Dr. Rod Hall. Dr. Hall, you helped present a webinar on the possible impact that African swine fever could have on our state, on our show pig industry, especially if indeed we came up with an outbreak of this case really anywhere in the United States. So this is the disease, and you emphasize right at the front, this is the disease. It's all about the pigs. It's not about a human problem at all.
That's correct, Ron. It does not affect humans at all, and pork is, you know, still safe to eat, even if we were to have an African swine fever outbreak here in the U.S. So no concerns that way. It only affects swine.
And I guess the real concern is if we did get an outbreak really anywhere in the United States, that suddenly we would be facing an immediate hold for, what, about a three-day period.
Right. That's the plan that USDA and in conjunction with the state departments of agriculture and state animal health officials have come up with, is to try to give us a chance to find out where the disease is and where it isn't, and set up quarantines and control zones to do a stop movement for 72 hours from the time that we know for sure that we have the disease here. And, you know, I guess I want to emphasize, Ron, that we do not have it in the United States at this time. It's just been diagnosed in the Caribbean. So it gives us a heads up and a chance to kind of increase our defenses a little bit.
I know that you got several questions there after your presentation, after you talk about what could happen and what this might all mean to especially the show pig industry, because that's we've got some big, large commercial operations in our state. They've got, in a lot of cases, veterinarians on staff. They've got the ability to really get their arms around this pretty quickly. But for these smaller producers, maybe just a few sows, this could be pretty devastating.
Well, it could. I mean, if they happen to get it in their herd, then since this is a foreign animal disease and there's no treatment or vaccination for it, that herd would have to be depopulated. And, of course, it would be indemnified, but they would lose any genetics that they had there. So very devastating to them. And it would obviously have a negative impact on us having shows and all. We really don't know exactly what that would look like at this point. It would just have to be a case-by-case basis. But if we found out that we had African swine fever in the United States, you know, along about February or so, then that would have a drastic impact on all the county shows and the OYE and everything. So like a lot of things, it just depends on, you know, when and where it happens. But yeah, it could be a very bad thing.
Definitely, we would hope that we do not get it. And as you mentioned, it's not in the United States at this particular time. You were complimentary of the show industry, the response that we had at the Oklahoma Youth Expo a couple of years ago when we did have PED break out. It seems like our producers do want to do the right thing.
Oh, I think so, Ron. No doubt they want to do the right thing. I was very pleased with the response we had from the show pig industry, including the people that raise and breed those things and sell them to the exhibitors, to the extension agents and the ag teachers. They responded when we had that PED outbreak, and we sent out material and encouraged them to increase their biosecurity, to try to not take it home to their sows. And we heard of very few cases that ended up back home. So I was very pleased and proud of the people that they were able to do that biosecurity piece. And that's what we would just ask them, to kind of review their biosecurity plans and maybe go ahead and increase it just a little bit now, even though we don't have it in the U.S. and hope we won't get it. But, that increased biosecurity helps with not just PED or African swine fever, but other diseases that it's easy to bring onto your farm.
One thing that you were asked about during the webinar, and the only thing I can say is scary, is the question about if it does show up in the feral swine, the wild hog population, really anywhere in the U.S., but especially if it should show up in the state of Oklahoma, that could be a real problem.
It certainly could. I mean, all most of your listeners are aware of how severe the feral swine problem is in Oklahoma and throughout the south and southeastern United States. And we just can't control those things, and they are so smart and so damaging and can eat almost anything that it I don't know how we would ever eradicate them. And if the disease ever gets in them, it's very likely going to be what we call endemic, which means it's there and it'll continue to be there. You know, there it'll kill a lot of those wild hogs, but a lot of them will survive. And then the ones that are born to those ones that survive will grow up with some protection against it. So it would kill a lot of them, but we're still going to have hogs carrying that disease around and exposing our backyard hogs or our show pigs. So it's that's the worst case. If we get it in the wild hogs, that just creates problems on multiple levels.
End of the day, when you start talking about the smaller producers, these folks that are involved in the show pig industry that maybe have just a few head of hogs for personal consumption or for some local sales, this type of thing, they are vulnerable if indeed we should get this disease. And I know that you were advising them to be on alert and be very aware of what's going on regarding ASF.
Yes, definitely. We encourage them to kind of know what the signs are of this disease, and unfortunately, this disease is not one that has a particular symptom that you can hang your hat on or that you're going to see all the time. It can vary a lot. So we just ask those people that are out there that have the potential of maybe being exposed to report anything unusual to us, any death loss that they're not sure why the animal died, or if they have a large number of sick pigs that are just not acting right, to let us know, and we'll have someone come out and take some samples. And our number one goal is to find out if it is African swine fever or not. And if it is, we'll work with their veterinarian to try to help them figure out what it is so that they can take the proper measures. But the important thing for them is just to, those producers like that, the most likely way they would get it would be if we got it in feral swine. So if they can prevent exposure of their hogs to feral swine, that goes a long ways towards helping to solve the problem if we ever do get it. And I get it that that's a tough, tough thing to do, but if they can take some measures to increase that biosecurity, that would be a great thing.
Thank you, Dr. Hall. Dr. Rod Hall, the state veterinarian for Oklahoma at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, and talking about the worries in the hog industry right now because of African swine fever being found in the Western Hemisphere. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.